Okay, so a thing that I'm thinking about.
Okay.
Is, okay, so you know how the episode ends?
Which one?
Every episode.
Yeah.
Of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, because whatever is hello and goodbye. And then you say Alola, but like the way that we end, I've said this before, or at least I've thought about it. The way that we say Alola at the end is the exact same way that you say hello in the beginning, like in terms of like inflection.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, I don't know. I feel like I say hello and goodbye like slightly differently. Actually, no, I don't know. Now that I think about it, I don't know anymore. Ah, never mind. I'm going to knock stuff over. Sorry. Hi.
Hello. My name is SPJ. Irene here.
Sure. Irene here. Hello.
This is episode 20 called Partner Promises.
Wow, I feel like this is a milestone for us.
20 episodes.
20 episodes. Wow.
There's some Pokemon debuts. There is some plot stuff. This episode, like, a lot happens. It feels long, but it's the same as...
This episode felt like a movie.
It's good.
It was slow.
Really?
I thought the beginning was really annoying. Like, I was bothered by the beginning.
Oh, man. I think I like this episode from start to finish.
I was irritated for a good part. Actually, I can't remember I remember a certain part of this episode, and I can't remember anything before that.
Okay. Well, let's remind everybody by you reading the blurb.
Look at that segue. Okay. Ash reluctantly tags along with Lana, Lily, and Mallow at the mall. One store's owner points him towards Treasure Island, a gorgeous place full of wild Pokemon, and offers to lend him her kayak. Soon, he and Pikachu are on their way. After a great day of exploring, swimming, and meeting new Pokemon, they discover a Wimpod stuck in some rocks. Ash tries to scale the cliff to rescue it, but it just gets all scraped up until Pikachu recruits an Alolan Exeggutor to give him a lift. Wimpod is freed, and Tapu Lele, Akala's mysterious island guardian, who's been secretly watching them, shows its approval by healing Ash's scratches.
Lele. Say it real fast.
I can't.
You said it right, I think, the first time.
I don't know. I'm not confident about that.
Mm.
Lele. It's not Lele.
It's not.
Lele.
Just like,
no. Lele.
It's not.
Mm.
Mimic you. It's mimic you.
Well, I'm going to say mimic you.
How dare.
Because how you dare.
I think you said Tapu Lele. Lele.
See, I feel like whenever you say something after I say something, if I said it differently before you said it, I don't remember how I said it in the first place. So who knows what it is now?
So this episode opens with Ash and
the crew, the squad.
The squad shopping.
This all irritated me.
Why?
Because everyone was like, yay, accessories. And they were like, oh my gosh, they're shopping. We need to leave. Like,
oh, it was the classic girls like shopping.
I was so
boys,
irritated.
Boys don't.
I was so irritated. I was just like, what? But I mean, some of the accessories looked cute, but also their excuses were kind of funny. But generally, I was just bothered by the whole beginning. I get it, though. But I was just like, why?
I think it would have been a little bit better if one of the dudes were into the shopping and one of the girls were not into the shopping instead of the constant divide of like,
yeah,
boys like this and girls like that.
It's like, that's not true. But yeah, no, I agree with that. That would have been better, I think.
They continue to go shopping. Everyone finds an excuse to leave. When we say continue, the girls continue to go shopping. Kaway leaves on his Charizard because he has to do the farm stuff. Sophocles says that they forgot to water the flowers, which...
Ash is so oblivious. He was like, that's not Sophocles' job. That's his dad's
that's
job.
That's true. Like, and we learned that from the last episode that his dad likes to garden. But also, like, we also know that Sophocles is just making it up. And I don't know. I feel like Sophocles could have said something more. Not that any of it mattered.
I mean,
but,
that's the point.
Yeah.
But it was silly.
And then even Rotom leaves.
I have to record the show, but the DVR records. I have to record the show.
Okay. Well, and that he mentions his detective show again, which was cute. Thought that was like a throwback. True Locky fan. Yeah, Locky. And then Ash stays. And then it nicely transitions into Ash watch looking at a different island, which I thought was maybe going to be like a Kala or something, but it turns out to be Treasure Island.
We both were like, what? We were like, what's that? When she said that. I remembered the opening and all the excuses, and then I remember the accessories montage, and then I remember them being on the island.
You don't remember the cute? Okay, so Ash gets to borrow the kayak, and he takes that over to Treasure Island. It's just him and Pikachu, and there's like a really cute scene of them.
I know what happened when they got to the island.
You don't remember the cute scene of them in the middle of the ocean, just like looking at the sky?
I remember when they were sitting on the log, and Ash gave that long monologue.
Yeah,
and
that was cute too.
Emotional about it. I was very emotional because Ash was like, I remember when we didn't get along and we've been through so much together. I was like, what is this proposal speech? You didn't even give me a speech when you proposed. What is this nonsense? It was great.
It was good.
I was
but
very
before
emotional.
They get to that, they encounter some Crabrawler. I looked this up. Not the first time they've seen Crabrawler.
That is true.
They were having a boxing match, which Ash and Pikachu seem to really like. They ask to join, and then all the Crabrawlers run away. Then Ash sees a cutie fly, which then...
The cutie fly was so cute.
Oh, when it said
cutie
its name
fly.
Was... Yeah, cutie fly.
It was so cute. I was like, oh my gosh.
Which they follow in, and then they see a bunch of Pokemon.
Cutie fly.
And this is the first time we've seen cutie fly. This is also the first time we see Ribombe. And Wimpod and Tapu Lele, those are all new Pokemon. But we get this kind of scene, which I could take or leave, but sometimes it's just fun seeing people. It's fun seeing Ash or just any other characters excited about Pokemon. I think that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get the other side where you're frustrated, where Ash doesn't feel like catching any of the Pokemon, but it's also...
And then there's.
I think it's more of like the feeling of just Ash being a kid and excited about Pokemon because us as consumers get excited about Pokemon. So I understand why he doesn't catch, but the other part of me is like, look at all these Pokemon you can catch.
Yeah, yeah. So the Wimpod were super gross the first time they showed up. Also, I don't remember exactly what was going on, but there were Star Trek music at one point. I think it was in the middle of Ash's I love life together with you, Pikachu, speech. It like did some weird like silhouette thing. And I literally said out loud, what is this Star Trek music? Like, it sounded like J.J. Abrams Star Trek music. Like, yeah. Well, Hans Zimmer does that soundtrack, right? Ooh, who does that score? I'm thinking out loud to myself. Ignore me.
I was not expecting the like Pikachu Ash relationship thing in the middle of this episode, but
reminiscing.
It was very cute. Cute and unexpected.
It was very unexpected.
They get back from after hanging out with the cutie flies, the Ribombes, the Comfeys, the Butterfreeze, the Alolan Exeggutor, everything that's there. Which again is this not too long, but it's fine. Just Ash being excited hanging out with Pokemon. They fall asleep on the beach, and then they wake up to a group of Wimpod that are scavenging for food.
Yuck.
And then they scurry away, and Pikachu manages to get the bag of Pokebeans back.
I went through it watching this with these Wimpod. I feel like I felt one way about Wimpod at the beginning of this episode, and I felt completely differently by the end of
you
this
did.
Episode.
You did.
Yuck. Ugh. Ew. It's funny, though, because bugs really don't bother me that much in real life. Just like watching them animated in certain ways.
Well, they're like kind of fish, but kind of bugs. I forget what Wimpod is based off of.
A water cockroach. I don't know. Roly poly. No, what are actual roly polies? Roly polioli.
Uh-huh. Oh, they're based on the silverfish slash. I mean, Pokemon are always based on like 17 things. Isopodas. And tribulolites.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Trilobite.
Okay. Is that right? I can't see the screen.
This is what Bulbapedia says. Why would I be wrong?
I mean, just because that's what it says doesn't actually mean that that's what you read.
This is true. The things you don't want to step on the beach.
Okay.
Those thingies.
Like the pricklies?
Yeah. I like Wimpod, though. I think he's cute.
I thought Wimpod was cute by the end, but in that scene when they were all like, like trying to eat the food, I was like, I'm not about this. Please leave. Yuck.
I also have a soft spot for Wimpod and Galissapod because, one, I liked them in the game, but I also really like their cards in the TCG.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have really thoughtful abilities and moves and just general, their cards feel very fleshed out compared to other. Some Pokemon cards are fine. Some are not. But I think what they did with Wimpod's ability of Wimp Out with the TCG and Galissapod's first impression, I think, in the games are great. And then I think like Armor Shell or Armor Smash, I can't remember its second move. Anyways, I like them both a lot. The conflict of this episode is when Pikachu and Ash, they hear that a Wimpod got stuck in a cave mountain thing. And they try to help and they can't get it. And Ash is determined to get the Wimpod out. Pikachu then leaves with a solution of bringing the Alolan Exeggutor they saw earlier. Alolan Exeggutor helps them out. And while Ash tried to save this scared Wimpod, it was scared the entire time. And then Ash is able to get it out. And Wimpod sees its friends and goes back to its friends, but then takes a second to come back to thank Ash.
That whole sequence, because it like came back twice, and I was like, really, you're not going to catch it?
Ash's way of always catching Pokemon is...
You want me to catch you?
Yeah, it's always that, which is fine, because, I mean, you as a Pokemon player, you don't catch everything you see. You usually catch things that somehow you identify with, or you think are cute, or you just want on your team. So I can see Ash being in a situation of like, I don't really want Ribombee or Cutiefly because that just doesn't, you know, fit what he wants. But I definitely thought like Wimpod fit that. Like there was that moment of like, oh, heck yeah, he's getting a Wimpod.
Yeah.
He did everything he normally
does.
You were
so excited. You're so excited. And then you were so let down.
Yeah.
Which.
But this whole season has done a really good job at bringing back things.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming we will see the Wimpods again. And if for some reason Guzma or whatever you want to call him, this has to be the reason why Ash doesn't get it. They don't want to associate those two. Like Wimpod and Galissapod are known in the franchise for Guzma's Pokemon.
Yeah.
So I can imagine them as writers being like, oh, this was a cute scene, but, you know, kids are going to see Wimpod as the bad guy. Just like as me growing up, how dare I catch an Ekans or a Koffing? Those were the bad Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
And I need the Pikachus and the Butterfrees and the Pidgeys because those were Ash's Pokemon.
Oh,
I need
the
to have
Pidgeys.
I mean, he had a Pidgeotto. Pretty good.
I mean, that's a Pokemon.
It was cool to see Tapu Lele. Lele.
Lele.
Lele. Lele. Lele. Lele. It was good to see that. Speaking of the TCG, very dominant card in the TCG.
It's so cute. I was like, you are beautiful when I saw the Pokemon. I was like, I love you.
I have at least two in your deck.
So pretty. Not that Tapu Koko is not pretty.
Tapu Koko's cool.
But like, Tapu Lele just seems, Lele?
Lele?
Seems so much more magical.
Yeah. And, they healed all of Ash's wounds. Yep. That's the one thing they do.
And then everyone was like, oh my gosh, Ash, you were hashtag blessed.
And speaking of that, back at Professor Kukui's, he says that seeing Tapu Lele is extremely rare. Also mentions that Ash most likely helped out a Wimpod. Oh yeah, this was interesting. What?
I just remember... because Kukui was like, it's super rare. And then Ash was like, oh, don't worry. I'm going to see it again.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Just like, the audacity.
Yeah.
It was really funny.
I think the episode was also cool because Ash was in, we didn't mention this, but Ash was in a situation with no Rotom Dex, no Rowlet, no Rockruff. Those were all left with Kukui.
Oh, and it totally did the thing I really like in general when it's like, the whole thing where someone is referencing like some. So say we're talking right now and then we start talking about like Will, and then Will is across the country and he sneezes because I mentioned him. Like, I love stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. They made that little reference.
Yeah.
It was definitely a fresher breath air to have Ash and Pikachu do something together without Rotom butting in. I like Rotom Dex, but they are a lot sometimes.
You mean there's an 86% chance that I'm being annoying right now? Yeah, I like this episode. It was definitely basically filler. Besides being like, hello, there's another island guardian, even though we already knew that probably. That's really the only thing that happened.
I'm assuming we see Wimpod again.
Yeah.
I think Ash's relationship with Wimpod is definitely notable. It was nice to have that like Pikachu moment. That was very cute.
Yeah.
Also, I just realized, I can't remember episode 18, but we're two episodes in a row here without Team Rocket, which again, breath of fresh air. So I think that is the episode here. Let me see if there's any trivia. No. There was some music from Pokemon X and Y used in this episode. I'm always worried about reading trivia like that because I don't know if I know there are musical differences between the Japanese version and the English version, so I don't know if that got cut, but at least in the trivia there is a difference. There was X and Y music in either some version. But there were a lot of Pokemon in this episode. We saw Pikachu, we saw Rotom, we saw Rowlet, Rockruff, Popplio, Charizard, Vulpix, Togedemaru, Steenie, Smeargle, Bonsly, Lapras, Litten, Tapu Lele, Wingull. Bulbapedia says we saw exactly six of them.
Wingull was really cute.
Wingull's cute. Corsola we saw. Crabrawler.
Corsola Tails. Or whatever it was.
Yeah, they had the Corsola tail. Or ends, corals.
Or coral, the points.
We saw Cutiefly. We saw Butterfree. We saw Ribombee.
I think Cutiefly was the MVP for this episode.
Cutiefly.
So cute.
Grubbin, Comfey, Alolan Exeggutor, Wimpod, Dragonite, Porygon, Snorlax, Ditto, Lapras, Electabuzz, Magmar, Scyther, Clefairy, Oddish, and Magikarp.
What? Oh, that's cool.
I think they were, it says images here, so I think they weren't actually Pokemon, but they were like posters on the wall or cup holders or coasters or.
Oh, I want to
get your Oddish coasters.
Snorlax, koozie.
Well, that was your episode. We will be back with episode 21, which is One Journey Ends, Another Begins.
That really sounds like the ending of something.
Something, yeah.
Actually.
I can't remember how many episodes are this in this first season. 42, I think.
Holy moly.
Hold on, I can verify. 43. And then so, 44 starts season 2.
So when is the episode that we watched earlier?
Which are
the Brock and Misty
that
episode.
Is 42 and 43.
Okay, so. Okay.
And then we, minor spoiler.
Oh, no.
We are getting Gladion in a couple episodes.
Oh, man. Oh, so one of my favorite Japanese voice actors does Gladion's voice in the sub. And I really want to go and watch it because I really, really love that actor. Oh, man. Oh, I'm so excited. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm really excited.
Who else does this voice actor play?
A bunch of people. I don't got time.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Because Alola is both hello and goodbye. Alola.
Alola.